The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
So, yesterday, the Globe and Mail on the cover. This happened. This all really took off as soon as we finished the show yesterday, is when social media went bonkers with it. Caitlin Osmond, who's a figure skater, 17 years old, was at the big competition over the weekend. Tons of people watched that on TV, by the way. Like, I think a million people watched that. And the cover of the Globe and Mail yesterday was a picture of Caitlin doing a high kick. And the headline was a leg up. And the angle was sort of front on with her doing a high kick, and she's wearing her figure skating outfit, and you see like her, the panty region of her figure skating outfit.
Right.
And immediately, people both in the media and on social media start going crazy, and they start calling it an upskirt shot. And shame on the Globe and Mail, and it's inappropriate, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Right.
And really, people took a huge issue with this. Like, a massive issue with this. And one of the first tweets I saw was from, I think, one of like the heads of the CBC tweeted something out. And then, damn it, Maury's. And damn it, Maury tweeted. Where's your tweet, Maury? Oh, damn it, Maury tweeted this. Shame on the Globe and Mail for today's cover photo. Really? An upskirt shot is all you can find? Question mark. And I looked at it and I just didn't get it. Like, I didn't see the big problem. So I tweeted, hey, not defending the Globe and Mail for the cover, but didn't the cameras and 1,000 people who were there actually see the exact same thing?
Mm-hmm.
A costume? That's all it was. We've all seen figure skating before.
Yeah.
We know they do high kicks. So, Maury, what was your issue with this? Were you grandstanding because everybody else was grandstanding?
No, I looked at it and I'm like, you know what? Like, I've worked with photographers and I know that they take hundreds of photos of any event that they're going to.
Right.
So you're
going
to have a nice... This was her first world championship ever. She came in sixth, but, you know, this is a very proud moment for her and her family. And there's photos
had,
of Maury, her
by the
with,
way, has had a lot of time to work on his argument.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of photos of her with probably flowers.
Explain
or her
metal the okay.
Or
then explain. The shame on you.
The problem I had is
why shame.
This is like a provocative pose. This could be taken in a really bad way. Her leg is up. It's kind of an
what about
you know, an
what about
photo? And I thought that it was really inappropriate for her age.
What about when figure skaters when it's like a duo, a guy and a girl. And if a photo is taken and posted of the guy hoisting the girl up in the air and her legs are spread apart and over his head and you get the same type of shot.
If it's that angle where it's like up her skirt, I think that's inappropriate.
Okay.
Because at the moment when you're there to answer Roz's question, the person goes up, the leg goes up, the leg goes down.
Okay.
This is a photo.
But it was this idea of sexualizing a 17-year-old that I just didn't understand. So Dammit Maury called. This is where we started making news yesterday. Dammit Maury called the Globe and Mail and spoke to one of the photo editors.
The Sunday crew, I guess, who was working last night, would have had their reasons for placing that picture there. I would not have done it myself. I don't think it's a front page picture and probably shouldn't have been in the paper at all. But
because I guess it's inappropriate of you know, upskirt of a young girl.
Well, indeed, yeah. No, it's not our policy to run photos like that.
Are you guys going to run a correction or an apology or anything?
That's being worked on right now. We haven't decided what exactly. What would be the appropriate action?
Who would make the call for that? Who decides?
There are duty editors who are on.
The duty editor is in duty.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
How can you not, you know, say so? It was right there.
Inappropriate, Maury, for the subject
Shame.
Matter that you're talking
Shame
about.
Shame on you, Maury.
Inappropriate.
Okay. So the duty editor on the weekend would, I guess they wanted to fit the photo with the pun.
I'm pretty sure they didn't write the pun first.
A leg up is
what picture to illustrate that. That would be the purview of other newspapers, but that's not what we do.
So listen to Maury's tone in that interview where he's like, it's an upskirt shot of a young girl, all his own thoughts. So Dammit Maury is the only person that gets a hold of Caitlin. And this is Dammit Maury talking to Caitlin to get her response.
And this is what you were reading about in all the newspapers yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask you this, Caitlin. Big story today in the news is...
How come your voice is so high?
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
And I have that!
Now, I have to ask you this, Caitlin. Big story today in the news is, I don't know if you saw this, the cover of the Globe and Mail. Did you see your photo?
Yeah, I did.
Now, a lot of people, there's either people who love that photo, or there are people who are really against the Globe and Mail's choice of photo of you on the cover. What do you have to say about the photo? Or are you just like, oh my God, I'm on the cover of the newspaper? Or are you thinking it's maybe a little offensive?
When I first saw the picture, I was like, oh cool, it's the first time I've ever actually gotten on a cover of a newspaper, and well, that I know of. And I was just really excited about it. And then people were talking about how the picture wasn't the greatest. And truthfully, I don't mind the picture that much. It's part of my program, and I think it's still fun. So.
Don't get me wrong. It's a great photo. I think there's just there are a lot of, I mean. What?
Oh.
No, I meant to say, like, you know, it's in focus. No. Like, she looks pretty.
You never mentioned any of that, like, 2 minutes ago when we were talking about the photo, and you were so irate.
You said it was a horrible photo.
The pose is a horrible photo. She looks good. You're not going to tell someone, it's a horrible photo.
Okay. Here
She's
we go.
17.
Continue on.
You got a delicate. There are people who are hosts of morning shows people who are tweeting to the Globe saying how disrespectful because it was like a quote-unquote upskirt photo. So
you
looked great, but maybe the choice of photo was wrong.
I don't know. It's like skating is always a part of that. Our skirts go flying all the time, so we're used to it, and so we don't find it that offensive.
Yeah, thank you.
If you today, ladies and gentlemen, Kiss 92.5 listeners, if you look up the definition in the dictionary of backpedaling, you will see a picture of our very own producer, Dammit Morin.
Now, I thank you so much, Caitlin, by the way, for pointing out how ridiculous people have gotten. Okay, if you go through life, which many of you do, and it's absolutely sickening and shameful. Let's say shame on you, Maury. When you go through life, looking for things to be offended by, you are living a sad existence.
Yeah, and if nothing else going on.
If you look at a picture, this is the easiest way to say it for all you blowhards yesterday that were freaking out, okay? If you see a picture of a 17-year-old world-class athlete performing, doing what she does best with a huge smile on her face and automatically think sexual thoughts, the problem is yours. Not anyone else's. When you can't look at a 17-year-old athlete doing the splits and not think sexual thoughts, the problem is yours.
When they're doing it live, but in photo, it could be taken wrong.
No, there is nothing she's doing other than doing what she does for a living.
I'm not the only one that thought
this. I know, and you're all insane. You all go through life looking for things to be offended by.
No,
it's a horrible existence.
Hardly tweet offensive stuff.
It is a horrible existence to live that way.
Hey, let me finish.
Why?
Because I always look at things and I never tweet any. This is the first time I've ever tweeted.
You get offended by everything.
I do not.
Oh, you go through life looking for things to be offended, looking for things to point out and say, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. You're
but
just like everybody else.
Like everybody else. Ladies, pause. The phone lines are blowing up, so we're going to take these calls real quick.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, Kiss 92.5.